The Dunleavy administration has sided with the Pebble-backed plaintiffs in a legal dispute over whether the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association can fund groups opposed to the proposed mine. In an amicus brief filed May 6th, the state holds that BBRSDA should have no involvement in Pebble's permitting process and should instead confine its activities to marketing.
So our interest is in making sure that these associations are sticking to their statutory purposes.
Dario Borgazon is the state's attorney. He says the state takes issue with BBRSDA's financial agreements with groups opposed to Pebble. In the state's view, those contracts are not in line with the association's mission. Borgazon points to the language of the association's sponsors in the legislature.
And so our position is that they used pretty specific language about promoting and marketing regional seafood products. You know, it looks like the activities that BBRSDA is undertaking are outside that statutory purpose.
The association, of course, disagrees.
I mean, just as a matter of pure economics, forget the politics of it. Pure economics. They've made an investment.
Scott Kendall is an attorney for BBRSDA. The association filed a motion to dismiss the state's brief. Kendall says not weighing in on a project that could impact the region's fishery is out of the question.
The economics of a fishery are pounds of fish times the per pound value. Pebble Mine could impact both negatively. It could reduce the abundance of the fishery, and no matter what, a major mine going into that area will degrade the region's image as wild and unspoiled.
Most commercial fishermen in Bristol Bay are required to join BBRSDA and pay a 1% tax on their catch. Those dues fund the association. The association's response to the state includes letters from the Parnell and Walker administrations that acknowledge its authority to spend funds at its own discretion. Kendall says acknowledging that precedent is important.
What's changed between the last 7 years and Monday of this week? They've reversed that precedent. The statutes haven't changed. The only thing that appears to have changed is the posture of the administration.
In an emailed statement, Press Secretary Matt Shukaro said the governor wants to see the Pebble project follow the permitting process. Shukaro did not say whether the governor is for or against the mine. In a recent letter, Dunleavy opposed the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers extending the deadline for the public comment period on Pebble. Despite that, the Army Corps did extend the comment period. It is now scheduled to end on July 1st. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.